This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Budget for the upcoming fiscal year gets mixed but positive response from experts and private sector. 453 Nepali nationals rescued from Kushinagar, India as Nepal police and Indian agencies launch joint operation. Nepal and Missions Abroad mark Sagarmatha Day with global events to expand tourism diplomacy. And West Asia tensions rise amid uncertainty over US-Iran negotiations. Now the news in detail. The budget for the fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Sambat has received a mixed but largely positive response from experts, business leaders and industry representatives who say its focus on digital transformation, infrastructure development and private sector growth could help stimulate the economy. A key feature of the budget is the introduction of a soft power mobilization program aimed at promoting Nepal's international image and supporting economic prosperity through diplomacy, tourism, and cultural heritage. The government plans to intensify the global promotion of Sagarmatha, Lumbini, the Himalayan region, yoga and meditation traditions, cultural diversity, Nepali hospitality, and the country's role in international peacekeeping missions. The budget also pledges stronger engagement in regional and multilateral forums to enhance Nepal's global presence and influence. In the education sector, experts have welcomed increased emphasis on infrastructure, policy reforms, artificial intelligence, and information technology. Likewise, the budget's strong focus on digital transformation has also drawn attention. Similarly, business and industry leaders have broadly welcomed the budget. Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry President Anjan Shrestha said increased in capital expenditure, infrastructure investment, tax reforms and support for information technology would help revitalize the private sector and strengthen the economy. The government has set a target of achieving 7% economic growth while keeping inflation at 6% in the coming fiscal year. Economists note that successful implementation of the budget, effective resource mobilization and timely execution of development projects will be crucial in determining whether the targets can be achieved. A total of 453 Nepali nationals rescued from Kushinagar in India's Uttar Pradesh have been brought back to Nepal through the Behalia border point in Rupandehi as authorities continue investigations into the case. The rescue operation was conducted jointly by Nepal police and Indian security agencies. According to Rupandehi Police Chief Superintendent of Police Janak Bahadur Sai, all rescued individuals are currently under police supervision and are collecting detailed statements. Police also said around half of those rescued are women. Preliminary investigations indicate that some individuals were allegedly lured with promises of lucrative employment opportunities. Investigators say participants were reportedly charged membership fees ranging from 7,000 to 100,000 Indian rupees and pressured to recruit additional members. Authorities said verified victims will be handed over to their families after completing legal and administrative procedures, while legal action will be taken against individuals found involved in the network. Nepal and its diplomatic missions abroad have marked the 73rd Sagarmatha Day with a series of events highlighting mountain conservation, sustainable tourism and international cooperation in addressing climate change. Speaking at the AMS Everest Tourism Award 2026 in Kathmandu, Nepal's first president, Rambaran Yadav, said the protection of the Himalayan region is a shared global responsibility and described Sagarmatha as a symbol of human courage, determination and international friendship. Meanwhile, the 73rd Sagarmatha Day was celebrated in Seoul, South Korea through a program organized by the Embassy of Nepal. In a video message, Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal invited Korean tourist and adventure enthusiast to visit Nepal and experience its natural beauty, cultural diversity and mountain tourism opportunities. In Belgium, the Embassy of Nepal in Brussels on the occasion of the day organized a dialogue on climate change and its impact on the Himalayas. The event brought together diplomats, climate experts, academics, and representatives of international organizations. In a video message there, Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal highlighted the shared global responsibility to protect fragile mountain ecosystem and reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to climate action and mountain conservation. In Oman, the Embassy of Nepal in Muscat marked the occasion on with a peace walk and beach cleaning campaign at Kurram Beach. Similarly, Nepal intensified its tourism promotion efforts in Thailand through a tourism interaction program in Bangkok aimed at attracting more Thai tourists. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Dr. Bikram Timilsina has said the government is committed to implementing the promises made to voters and delivering development that benefits all citizens. Addressing the first assembly of the Tadi Rural Municipality Committee of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party in Nuwakot yesterday, Minister Dr. Timilsina said the budget for the fiscal year 2083-84 has been designed to address the aspirations of youth by prioritizing good governance, prosperity and transformative change. Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, Sita Badi, has stressed the need for collective efforts from all stakeholders to ensure equal participation of women in decision-making processes. Addressing a program held yesterday to mark the 8th National Women's Rights Day, Minister Badi said Nepali women have made historic contributions to movements for democracy, social justice, human rights and national sovereignty. Speaking at the same event, Chairperson of the National Human Rights Commission, Tapa Bahadur Magar, said women's rights are an integral part of human rights and emphasized that a strong human rights culture is essential for advancing gender equality. The program also honored outstanding women entrepreneurs from across the country in recognition of their contributions to economic and social development. Media professionals from Nepal and India have stressed the need to strengthen bilateral cooperation in journalism to further enhance understanding and relations between the two neighboring countries. Speaking at an interaction program held in Gorakhpur, India, on the occasion of the bicentenary of Hindi journalism, journalists from both countries highlighted the importance of collaboration in reporting shared issues, investigative journalism and cross-border matters. Participants called for regular dialogue and collaboration to effectively address shared concerns and promote tourism, cultural exchange, trade and people-to-people relations. The All Nepal Medical Conference 2026 organized by the Nepal Medical Association is ongoing at the BP Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital Chitwan, bringing together health professionals from Nepal and abroad to discuss key challenges and innovations in the healthcare sector. According to Nepal Medical Association President Dr. Anil Bikram Karki, specialist doctors, nurses and health workers from Nepal, India and China are participating in the conference, which continues through today. Held every 3 years for the past 12 years, the conference has become a major platform for exchanging medical knowledge, sharing research findings and discussing policy priorities. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions have escalated in West Asia after Iran reasserted its control over the Strait of Hormuz, warning that foreign commercial and military vessels must follow its designated shipping routes or face action. The development comes amid ongoing uncertainty over U.S.-Iran negotiations. U.S. President Donald Trump has indicated that a final determination on a possible deal is expected soon following meetings with advisers at the White House. However, Iranian officials have denied that any agreement has been reached, saying discussions are ongoing without a final outcome. Meanwhile, Iranian officials have also accused the United States of undermining diplomacy. An advisor to the Iran supreme leader said Washington was betraying diplomacy through continued pressure and military presence in the region. Reports from both sides indicate competing narratives over the status of negotiations and maritime control, with Iranian media suggesting demands for the release of frozen assets, while U.S. sources emphasize security conditions and regional monitoring. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, including Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, while the remaining Tarai regions are likely to experience partly cloudy weather conditions. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Lumbini, Karnali, Sudarpashchim, Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, including Madhes province. There is a possibility of gusty winds at a few places in the Tarai region of Lumbini provinces today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of the westerly low-pressure trough in the upper atmosphere, local winds and a low-pressure line extending near Nepal from west to east. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 14 to 16 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Budget for upcoming fiscal year gets mixed but positive response from experts and private sector. 453 Nepali nationals rescued from Kushinagar, India, as Nepal police and Indian agencies launch joint operation. Nepal and Missions Abroad mark Sagarmatha Day with global events to expand tourism diplomacy, and West Asia tensions rise amid uncertainty over U.S.-Iran negotiations. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.